Well, congratulations if you made it this far into this whole presentation. This is our last concluding remarks we wanted to share with you, but we have something very important we want to say.
We want parents to realize that family life is a laboratory for growth and we're all in process. So if you feel like there's some things to work on in your family, well, welcome to the club. We all have things to work on in our family. The family is a great place to work on them. And you just want to take things one step at a time, focus on one thing maybe to start with, and be able to move forward.
When children are living life, they often feel discouraged because of the problems that they see in their lives. But it's not just children. Parents often also feel discouraged because of the lack of progress that they see. Remember that change takes time. And also remember that the most effective change is going to take place in the heart. And that change that takes place is something that God is doing. And so we are participating with God as we work with kids. It's never too late for us to work with children. The problem with the behavior modification approach is that you've got to build consistency and you've got to use it over and over again with children. And if you haven't used it for a while, then you've got to change the pattern using a different set of cues and rewards in order to change that behavior. God changes people in a completely different way. When someone changes on a heart level, then amazing things happen. God does some great things inside the heart, and then it comes out in their behavior. So it's never too late to use a heart-based approach. It's always appropriate to start wherever you are, no matter what age your child is, whether it's 2 or 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, whatever influence you have. You want to be using that to reach the heart of your child and see God make significant changes on a heart level.
We think one of the most encouraging things you can hold on to is the fact that God changes people at any age. So he's working in your life, he's working in your child's life. It's never too late, but it's just a process. And that's how God works, in process. He's not going to give up on you just because you made mistakes or you failed again. That's not how God works. He's continually leading us, guiding us, offering forgiveness and the strength to try again.
I want to ask you a favor. You've gone through a process here of learning more about the heart, learning more about a biblical philosophy of parenting. You've probably learned some techniques along the way, and likely by now you've seen some change inside your child. Would you please do us a favor and share what you've learned with others? Tell them about this material. Tell them about the Christian Parenting Handbook. We want to spread the news to other people so that they too can help their children change. We realize that many parents today feel discouraged. There is hope out there. The hope isn't in a technique. The hope isn't in a plan or a book. The hope is not in a person, except the hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. And God comes into a family, comes into a person's life, and changes that family in a dramatic way. We just are trying to help that process take place by providing parents with an understanding of what theology looks like on a practical level as working with children, by giving you strategies that tie into an understanding of who God is and how God has designed people. We want to ask you to pass the word on to others and share with them the message of hope that they need for their families.